10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
This is Strange Wave. I'm Natalie Hoffman. Thank you so much for joining me on another Thursday night. And tonight's a special one. I am continuing the Strange Wave Takeover series with my friend Charlie Murphy, who is an excellent musician, excellent DJ. And he has put together a really incredible mix for Strange Wave. So huge shout out to Charlie. Thanks so much for this. And I'm going to let Charlie take it away. Stay tuned here on WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis.
Hey, this is a Strange Wave Takeover from Charlie Murphy. I play in Freak Jeans, Gamma, and a few other bands, and last year I started a zine called After Image. Although there's only one issue of it at the moment, it's taken me a little while to get the second one together. This is being recorded from Falmouth in Cornwall, which is a county at the most southwesterly point of the UK. It's quite close to the sea, so apologies if you hear any seagulls in the background. This is being broadcast to Memphis, Tennessee, and I was lucky enough to visit Memphis in 2022 to play Gonerfest, and I had such a good time. I'd really love to go back someday, hopefully. So, to my first choice, which is by two artists that need absolutely no introduction, Chris and Cozy. They've both built up a body of art that's really, really powerful, so it's been difficult to pick a track, but I've gone with Cowboys in Cuba from their album Trance because it's a favourite of mine. Here it is. Thank you. That was Cowboys in Cuba by Chris and Cozy. Cozy Fanny Tutu's also an author, and I've recently finished her book Resisters or Resistors, which is a biography of electronic music pioneer Delia Derbyshire and mystic Marjorie Kemp. Yeah, I'd really recommend it. It was really interesting if you haven't come across it. So, next up is Respiración by Santa Cruz. Apologies there for my Spanish pronunciation. But I came across them because Gamma are playing a festival called Sunday School in London, which I'd really recommend if you're ever in London. It's great. And there's a new band playing, which is made up from members of Santa Cruz and PC World. Yeah, and I just absolutely love this track. Another World by influential early 80s hardcore band Neos from Canada. There's a review on their Bandcamp page for Maximum Rock and Roll that says that they sound like something like the fastest garage punk band in the world. And you can definitely hear a lot of genres at early stages in their sound, which is interesting, I think. Before that was Vox Populi with Psychotropics from the album of the same name on Touch Sensitive. There's something about Vox Populi that definitely has that early industrial sensibility to it, but this album sounds really kind of lush and euphoric, I think. Although I haven't delved that far into their back catalogue, so I'm kind of enjoying doing that at the moment. And before that was Respiración by Santa Cruz. So now I'm going to play a track by one of my favourite bands in the world, Chrome. Something I'm really drawn to in music and art in general is world building. I think it's actually been a bit of a theme for some of the tracks I've selected for this. Chrome are a really great example of that. I think they've always done it, really. Even down to their artwork, there's just sort of an atmosphere they create. So here is Into the Eyes of the Zombie King.
Thank you.
You're listening to Strange Wave, and that was Shrine de Targ by Matador. Again, apologies for my pronunciation. Matador are a band that share members with Malaria, who are a pretty seminal band in my eyes. And I was looking for a Malaria track to play and just came across Matador, who predate them as far as I'm aware. And yeah, to me it has a kind of early EBM vibe or something like that. Before that was Strand of Life Viroid by Laurie Spiegel from the album Unseen Worlds. I discovered her music through her record Expanding Universe, which is amazing. I'd really recommend it if you haven't heard it. And yeah, she was at the cutting edge with early synthesizers and had her own philosophy around music. The documentary Sisters with Transistors has a section on her which talks about that in more detail. Before that was Into the Eyes of the Zombie King by Chrome. Next I'm going to play the track Alphabeto Cold Version by the 80s Mexican group Decada 2. I found this track on a compilation by Dark Entries Records, and as well as having amazing artwork, the compilation's a really good mix of tracks I hadn't heard. This Decada 2 track was definitely a highlight for me, for sure.
This is the Sera, tu nuevo
That was Meltdown by the Detroit techno group LAM, or Life After Mutation. I come back to this EP often for its intensity. I think it's some of the people involved with the Drexia universe, so obviously you know it's going to be great. Before that was Pupil by Nag from their most recent album, Fear. Yeah, I really dig everything that Nag have done. To me, when I listen to their music, I kind of imagine an alien planet that becomes more populated the closer you look. Anyway, the next track I'm going to play is by Jill, and it's called Computer Generation. I found this when looking through the Minimal Wave Records back catalogue. There's so many gems in there, but this track's really great. And yeah, it was produced by Klaus Schultz, who was an early member of Tangerine Dream. Here you go.
Thank you.
You're listening to Strange Wave, and that was the Berlin-based act Group A with T.O.P. Yeah, their sound kind of reminds me of a band I really love, Crash Course in Science, and it's got that sort of techno meets punk energy that sort of makes you want to move in an anxious way. Before that was RNA Organism, who were an experimental group from the late 70s, early 80s in Japan. On what I think is their only album, RNA meets POPO, you can kind of hear a few elements of minimal synth, freeform experimentation, and definitely kind of a mood of industrial music. But I wouldn't really say it fits neatly into any genre descriptor. Every track has like a different mood, so I'd say it's definitely one that you want to listen to the whole way through because it's really rewarding. And before that was Computer Generation by Jill. Before I play my last choice, I just wanted to say thanks loads for listening, and thanks loads to Natalie for having me on the show. I had an absolutely great time putting this together. My last choice is this synth piece from Ursula Le Guin and Todd Barton's Music and Poetry of the Keshe. The album accompanies Le Guin's book Always Coming Home, which documents the existence of a future society called the Keshe through writing, recipes, poetry, and songs, amongst other things. It's one of my favourite books, and this is a Music of the Eighth House. Thanks!
Thank you so much to Charlie Murphy, broadcasting from Falmouth, Cornwall in the UK, for that incredible, thoughtful, really well curated mix. I loved the world building theme that was present throughout, as he mentioned. Charlie plays in a band called Freak Genes, as well as Gamma and Life Forms. Freak Genes have been a favorite here on Strange Wave, so you've probably heard me play some stuff from their excellent records. Look them up if you haven't. And yeah, thank you all so much for tuning in. Thanks so much to Charlie Murphy for the incredible mix, and I will see y'all here, same time, same place, next week. Here on WYXR, WYXR.org, 91.7 FM Memphis. Bye.